Welcome to News Out of the Box for Friday, August 26, 2016 on Breadbox Media. I'm Joel Lerza. The beta testing version of this News Out of the Box concept began about 1 year ago. In that time, I have done a lot of stories on how science is closing in on additional treatments, if not an all-out cure for Alzheimer's, the still terminal disease. Just this week, I did a story on how the outright cure for Alzheimer's may already be on the market. You can catch that story tomorrow on News Out of the Box Weekend Edition. It airs on Saturday mornings at 10 Eastern Time. You can also catch up with it via podcast on breadboxmedia.com. Now, researchers have discovered a protein that may alleviate some of the most common symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. The protein works by raising the levels of the enzyme known as neprilysin, which then degrades the plaques which cause Alzheimer's. The researchers are hopeful the protein will have other benefits as well, and they're looking into whether or not it can help with signaling between neurons. This is not the first potential breakthrough in the fight against Alzheimer's disease. Earlier this year, for instance, researchers found that a cheap, common diabetes drug protected against the disease. That drug, known as liraglutide, was found to stop dementia and Alzheimer's from advancing, and in some cases helped with mental function. The researchers who discovered that effect, based out of the University of Denmark, were confident that the drug could be available within 5 years for treating Alzheimer's, or at least for stopping the disease from progressing. We're eagerly awaiting the results of larger studies, but this would suggest we're on the right track, Professor Jorgen Rungby, who led that study, said at the time. Scientists are calling it the coffee bean gene. Its technical name is PDSS2. It's a gene that causes some people to not need to consume as much coffee to get a caffeine hit, quelling their urge for more. It reduces the body's ability to break down caffeine, causing it to stay in a person's system for a longer period of time. Those without the variation metabolize caffeine more quickly and as a result are more likely to have an extra cup of coffee each day. Researchers from the University of Edinburgh and the University of Trieste in Italy studied the DNA of around 3,000 coffee drinkers in the Netherlands and Italy. Participants were asked to complete a survey about how many cups of coffee they had each day. They found Italian people with the DNA variation tended on average to consume one less cup of coffee per day than those without it. However, the DNA difference affected the drinking habits of adults from the Netherlands slightly less. Experts believe this could be because of the different styles of coffee that are consumed in the two countries. In Italy, people tend to drink smaller cups, such as espresso, whereas in the Netherlands, the preference is toward larger cups that contain more caffeine overall. Dr. Nicolo Perazzo from the University of Edinburgh said, "The results of our study add to existing research suggesting our drive to drink coffee may be embedded in our genes. We need to do larger studies to confirm the discovery and also to clarify the biological link between PDSS2 and coffee consumption," he said. The findings were published in the journal Scientific Reports. And since this seems to be a science-oriented edition of News Out of the Box, scientists have discovered a way to turn CO2 emissions into usable fuels. They found a bacterium that converts carbon dioxide with just one enzymatic step, which is pretty easy. Normally, carbon dioxide takes a ton of energy to break down because the molecule is generally pretty stable. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joel Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.